The Suzie Sunday Brunch Show with Clive Hilton in the community. Supporting local charities, events and social initiatives that make a refreshing difference.
Suzie Sunday Brunch, and at the moment we're at Reigate Women Football Club with Sam, the vice chairperson here. Hi Sam.
Hello, thank you for having us on.
You're all getting geared up here, ready to get busy. It's a Wednesday evening, and you do this every Wednesday.
We do. Rain or shine, much to everyone's disgust, when it was raining earlier today, they really didn't want to play. but the only times we tend to have a break is over the Christmas holidays. We might take a week or two off then, depending when the bank holidays fall. So we're here almost every week otherwise.
Now, women's football is really taking off, isn't it?
I think the success the Lionesses have had in the last 2 years has really put women's football to the forefront of people's minds. People of perhaps my age, I'm in my mid-40s now, my school didn't offer football. It was a girls' school. They didn't think to offer football for the girls as an option when I was at school, so I started playing at university. But then when I came home from university at the end of my degree, there were no football clubs locally in this area. So I was really happy when I found Reigate Women in 2018. Mm-hmm. They were founded about 6 months before I joined, and I'm still playing in my mid-40s now, and I love it.
If someone sat at home thinking, I wouldn't mind that, what words of encouragement would you give them?
We welcome everybody of any ability, whether you've played before, whether you've never played before. The club's mantra from when it was founded was have fun, make friends, keep fit. I have lots of friends that, for whatever reason, no longer play for the club. Injuries and whatnot, and I still keep in touch with them.
Wow.
It's kept me much fitter most of the time anyway. But yeah, it's a great way to get out of the house and just get some exercise. And
Dina, so how long have you been coming along for?
I think it's about 2 years now.
And what do you enjoy most about it?
I think it's the socialising element, the fitness, teamwork. Really enjoy it.
And which position do you play?
Goalkeeper.
Goalkeeper, alright, okay. And what's your name?
Isabel.
You're going to try and avoid me, Isabel. How long have you been doing this for?
I've only been playing for like 5 months, maybe.
Okay, you enjoying it?
Yes, it's very good. It's nice to play a team sport. So.
And anyone listening at home feeling slightly lazy, what would you say to them to encourage them to get along here and be part of the team?
I would say come try out for a session. You'll meet lots of lovely people. It's a great way to boost your confidence, and it's a great way to do some fitness without going to the gym.
Fantastic. What position do you play?
Defenders.
Okay. And over here, what's your name?
Amy.
Amy, and what do you like best about this?
Well, I've been here for 3 weeks now, so I enjoy how friendly everyone is, how welcoming Reigate is, and just generally getting back into football.
Lovely. Are you the newest member then?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, I won't pick on you too much. And over here, what's your name and what do you enjoy most?
My name's Lily. I enjoy the fitness aspect, and when I'm on break from university, I love coming down and seeing everyone again, and yeah, it's just a really good time.
Now, we'll get to some big news in a moment for the club, but before we do that, what age groups? Tell us some of the logistics.
So we are just starting to get in. Some of the South Park under-18s are just starting to begin to train with us as they approach their 18th birthdays. And our oldest player, let's just say she's got over a decade on me, and I won't say any more than that because I don't want to embarrass her.
Lovely. And you meet every Wednesday. This is just past Sandcross School at the South Park Football Club ground.
Yes. Yeah, we're at South Park on the AstroTurf every Wednesday evening. The car park can get busy, but if you follow the noise, you'll hear us.
Yeah. And you got a Facebook page as well, so if people are a little bit shy, they can check it out first on Facebook.
We have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter or X, depending what you call it. And yeah, you can look us up. Reigate Women FC is our current handle, and you can find us on all of those. If you want to pop us a message so we know you're coming, we're happy to hear from you. But equally, just rock up at sort of 8:20 on a Wednesday evening and you'll find us here. We share the pitch with men's team, so we have half a pitch each, but we don't play together at all. We're totally separate training sessions.
And at the moment, Reigate Women's FC, and there's some big news.
Yes, we just announced on our social media that with the start of the new season, we're going to be tying in with South Park Reigate Football Club. So from the 24-25 season, we will be known as South Park Reigate Women Football Club.
That's a mouthful.
It is a bit of a mouthful. Even the acronym, when I wrote it yesterday, I was like, that's a lot of letters.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Sam. Raring to go here. It's slightly wet on a Wednesday. It's, of course, Reigate Women's Football Club. Every Wednesday in the evening, if you want to pop down there, check them out on their socials. They're a very friendly group. Thank you very much. Great to get along and see the ladies at Reigate Women Football Club. Fantastic time on Wednesday. If you want to find out more, why not get onto our website, susieradio.com. Go to local information. You see all of the events there. Also, you can listen back to that interview in the on-demand section. Right, let's check out some other events happening around the Susie area. It's just after 20 minutes to 11.